MGTOW men, welcome back. For all you guys doing your due diligence as workers in the U.S., I hope you're enjoying the fruits of your labor in some way and not laboring today, other than laboring to enjoy your personal freedom more and more each day, which is a labor I will gladly partake in every single day along with you guys. But with Labor Day comes another thing, and for many, it's students returning to college or those moving from their communities in which they grew up and heading to college for the first time. So I'm currently at a college right now, and these past 2 days were move-in day for both the returning students and the new students. And guys, let me tell you, it's the same every year. So there's that crazy stir of emotions, a buzz kind of that's underlying a group of up to 50,000 people for ages 17 to 22 moving into one confined space. It's a vortex of energy, guys. Like, if I were to describe that, it's just a vortex, a funnel of energy, unlike any other place in the United States, for sure, at least, I would say, with that age of people. And you wonder why colleges are places where people either become themselves, take the next step forward, or many times crumble in any way, health-wise, personal values, losing contact with valuable people in their lives, and for many men, sinking into depression. So this may not apply to everybody, because obviously a lot of my people that listen to this get some great comments from people that graduated college. The majority of them actually are not in college or not, you know, younger than college age. But for you guys that are, I want you to listen in closely, and hopefully that you share this to some of the other friends and maybe remind yourself of this as you go into college and you progress throughout your years in college. So college is a battleground, guys. It's also right now maybe your last chance to step out of a decision that could lead you to financial handcuffs for the next 10 to 20 years of your life because of student loan debt and actually decreasing your earning potential thanks to a degree that you chose, or even based on some bad dating decisions that led to some parasitic relationships. So if you're not going to college, you might know somebody in your life that is, and this video is good for you to share to them. If it doesn't apply to you that way either, I still think there are some valuable lessons for MGTOW men, men that aren't MGTOW, and even women, if they're going to look at themselves as what they're going to do in college. They're truly valuable lessons that they're not going to fade, because the truly valuable lessons in life don't fade based on the situation you're in. They persist. So as I said, number one, guys, the pheromones are buzzing. It's off the charts. And so as I alluded to, the second that you enter on campus, a new world perspective, whether it's good or bad, is generated, especially at schools like, I'm going to name drop, like Arizona State, University of Texas, South Florida, Ohio State. This frenzy or a buzz, and it's thousands of men and women in the stages of their life in which they're most hormonally charged to reproduce, to attract a mate, or, you know, prove themselves as a mate through their career, doing well in school, or just bawling out at parties. It's a competition that is so pervasive. And you'll have people flocking to these new meet and greets, these social gatherings, these fraternization, you know, frat week things where people are trying to find their identities. But they're also, many of them, this is blue pill 101 PUA culture. And people believe that these are new beginnings too, new starts. They're feeling good about themselves. They're not caught up in the doldrums of everyday life or college yet. And there's always that energy, whether or not you're looking forward to something good or bad. Something new creates new energy that also creates sexual energy too. They're correlated. New energy is very much related to sexual energy. And pheromones are flying and they're overwhelming. So if you're not a guy that's usually this way, I wasn't, I know, but I'd go to these opening year party things and you will catch yourself trying to fit in and thrive immediately and stand out against other men for the sake of females a lot of the time. And there's never going to be this level of sexual inflation and attractive women around you at this density in your life with sexual options on call 24/7, push a button. You know, maybe it's not that extreme, but you get the point I'm making. So choose wisely, men, and choose the people that you're around. Surround yourself with good examples as to how you're going to handle yourself and what you're going to do with this. So with that being said, the push to be blue pill as a man is going to be stronger than ever in college. So you will be around PUAs, pickup artists. That's going to be applauded typically. Yeah, the bro culture is going to be applauded. It's a culture in which you see the guys that are just playing the short game, trying to spit game, thinking about this 4-year empire that's in front of them, and they're not thinking about the hopefully 60 years later that they're going to have to live outside of college. No one cares anymore, okay? people have moved on. Like, don't think about these 4 years like they're final. Think beyond it. Play the long game. Spend more time with books, money, podcasts, videos, and dollar bills in your hand than the Budweiser or the chick in your hand at the end of the night, okay? Choose one. Which path are you going to go with? That's my first message, most important one. Next one, you will be outnumbered. If you don't know this already, you're going to be outnumbered both physically and in thought. So college is feminized right now. And before I get too far into this point, I'm not against women and having women get their education. There's plenty of women that are smarter than me in a variety of ways that actually know how to do calculus, that can balance a chemical equation. My mom has a master's. She has her own business. My oldest sister has two masters and a myriad of professional experience. And but you're going to be outnumbered in so many ways, not just physically, but in intellect and thoughts. And the Boston Globe has an article that the average college is comprised of 55% women. The college I went to was about 70-30. And the number's only going to increase as more men opt out or go to technical schools. And women are naturally crafted for the structure of school. Women are better rule followers than men. They want to work on things that have clear-cut guidelines and objectives that equal reward. Men are not structured like that typically. And this is one of the reasons why men are opting out of traditional structured entities in society like colleges. And also relates to the fact that colleges are censoring much of what is being said, especially from people, I don't know if you know him, but like Ben Shapiro of the Daily Wire. He voices for free speech and men's ability to learn and think for themselves. The dude's brilliant. He's knowledgeable. He thinks clearly, but you know he isn't allowed to speak at Berkeley. And if he was, he'd have to have armed escorts next to him. So as a journalism student, I was completely outnumbered by feminist influence in my classes. That's not balanced thought, and namely my gender, race, and media course that I had that talk about liberal indoctrination. So if you're going into a highly feminized degree program, watch out, guys. So these obviously include classes like humanities, artworks, arts, social work. So if you're going to be in that, as I was, communications, then you should find yourself a mentor or two to ground yourself and find some reading material to keep yourself grounded. Number three, and this is a broader one, it's your chance to implode or explode, guys. The highest rate of suicide in Western society is males around my age. We are getting displaced by many things, and I'm all for acceptance of ideas and people. I'm a libertarian. I believe in free speech. But when a male speaks out on something today, it's immediately having less credence than if it was another demographic speaking out. Affirmative action has escalated to a very frightening level. And as a result, depression in college men is severe. And depression in men in general. And I went through a number of bouts of depression from isolation and repetition of my life in that bubble you call the college campus. And from a National College Health Assessment Study, more than 55% of men in college experience an acute level of sadness in the last year. And men are 4 to 6 times as likely to commit suicide thanks to depression than women. My first year in grad school, guys, I literally knew no one outside of a few people at work and classmates, most of which were off campus. And as a result, I was alone with my thoughts every day. And this is a silent killer. And it can be looked on, oh, you're being weak or whatnot. But most healthy people, they're not like seeking for affirmation and attention all the time. They have people there, even if they're just passing conversations. It is a grounding and a regulating experience, okay? And it doesn't have to be like this, guys. You have these resources around you. All people can suffer from depression, but it's assaulting men, especially in college, and it's your time to implode or explode in your life. You have the choice. So don't undervalue just going to the nearby dorm and talking, going to a club meeting, talking to the person that makes your coffee every morning. Talk to these people. And these things seem small, but they have a huge impact on how you go in college. And number four, other dudes they're going to tempt your bad habits. This is not just a women thing here. There's going to be guys around you that are going to try to steer you away, whether or not they're meaning to or not. So as I was a college athlete, and I was in a very stereotypical bro culture because of it, and I was in a rural part of the United States. So you combine those two things, and I was just surrounded by awful health habits, school and life habits, you name it. And one of my best friends in college, not the one I spoke about in a previous video, he was originally from Los Angeles, and he retained some more broad and well-rounded thoughts and ideas. He was not liberalized, and he's intellectually sound. I was closer to him because of this. But it's the opposite of the guys that are eating ramen all day, sleeping late, not studying, taking risks on girls they shouldn't, be taking risks on, wasting hours and hours on video games, or doing things that are simply accepted because they're around you. Familiarity is not always a good thing. And I loved this guy to death. This one guy, I made a fake MySpace to troll him one time with old photos that I found during his ghetto phase. It was awesome. But he would eat what are called war horses. It's two pieces of bread, four hot dogs, chili, peanut butter, all slathered on the sandwich. Okay, you do this once in a while, that's okay. But this literally defined his diet, and it's almost applauded as, guys, it's like, yeah, this is bravado, this is cool, we're going to eat all this junk. And it's more pervasive than that. It's like beer chugging. It's being a sloth. So they looked down on studying. Some of my friends, I would fall asleep in the dorm lobbies sometimes, accidentally trying to get away to learn. And place yourself in environments where you can succeed, guys. Find that place where you can. That's why I'm named Sunrise Hoodie in the first place. Because in the mornings during college, especially during the cold months, I'd put that hoodie up and I'd be like, all right, I'm in my zone today. I'm going to focus. Like, there were dark times. The sun's going down early. I wanted my own thoughts in my own mind. That's how I got this name. You're going to go to the dining hall and you're going to be like, I can drink gallons and gallons of Coke and eat all the pizza from the buffet every day. This is amazing. Like, I cannot wait to do this every day. It's going to get old and you're still going to do it. And this is a 4-year span. Habits can either be molded into your mind in 3 months' time or they can be destroyed in a couple weeks. So you choose that direction, all right? It's going to impact everything in your life. Number five, and this is really a practical one that I want you guys to heed, and it's, what's your one thing? So it's an allusion to the book, One Thing, but you have the potential in these 4 years to create the free time and liberty that you want going forward. If you saved up, went to community college maybe, took AP courses, you might actually be able to get by with a part-time job. I don't know. But you will never have the same schedule flexibility or the resources that you will have when you're in college. And that being said, just jump over this. Jump all over this, all right? This is a time where you can create a skill that will propel you for the rest of your life. These are 4 years that if you are going too slow, you're 22, you don't get the job you want. It's 23, 24, 25. Now you're backtracking. People are beating you that just got out of college and you're playing the catch-up game. And guys, this is not about reading everything for the next lecture or getting the 4.0, okay? Get a 2.9 GPA, all right? The average GPA of millionaires is 2.9. Master a concept, an idea, a brand. Start making a brand. Learn a skill, okay? Whatever the skill is, I don't care if you're just trying to do a million pull-ups. Do that. Do that one thing. Because somehow this is going to lead you to something more valuable than acing your humanities test. I guarantee you, look at Zuckerberg, all right? The most wealthy people that graduate from Harvard always seem to drop out. So get out of your dorm early in the morning, 7 a.m., whatever it is, find a mentor or a community that's going to foster this growth for you, and focus on that one thing. Put your effort into that one thing and find that group of men that will back you, because you're going to be thrown out into compete with the lions when you're trying to succeed in the world of business or whatever it is. And you want that resource of having men around you, but you also want to have your personal skills and faculties. And this only comes by being creative and doing something proactively for yourself. Employers don't really care that you fall and got a 4.0. I'm just going to be honest with you. But number six, guys, and this is the last one. Freedom is now, all right? Seize it. You are 18 at the earliest, probably, and now you're an official adult. You'll look back and hear a lot of men say that college was the greatest time in their life. Maybe it was awful for you, I don't know. But you will then realize the breadth of resources that you have when you look back. The amount of times that you can go travel abroad for a cheap discount or to study for a long period of time. My sister had great regrets over that, and she went and freaking spent time in Israel and London and Czech Republic and Switzerland, did everything to try to catch up for it, Mexico. Okay, so it's the stuff that you do between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. classes that can add up to the successes you're having when you're 50, all right? Seize this time. It's unlike any other time. The resources are there. The friendships can be there. You know, and guys, don't date. It screwed me. Nearly burned friendships, burned money to my resume, you know, some extent it lit it a little bit. And after college, you should be able to look at the world and say, where do I want to go? What place in the world do I want to go? Maybe need a passport, I don't know, or you eventually get a visa, and there's some limitations, but That should be what you're capable of asking yourself. And if you're dating, you're not going to be able to do that. You have to consider that person. And this is not the time to do that. I mean, I would recommend that you'd avoid it overall, period. But if you're still wanting to date, this is not a choice. This is, used to be, this is the high school was the time not to date. It's college now, all right? And I nearly got stuck in a small town where my school was at because of the relationship that I had. But this freedom, man, you can get up and have ice cream every breakfast if you want. That's just a microcosm of the freedom that you got. Embrace it. So really appreciate it, guys. My encouragement to you men is you step on a campus this year. Maybe you're already there and you're already feeling these pressures. Share this with your buddies. Remind yourself of this. Jot some notes down. Add to this list that I created. And just help out your brothers across campuses around the country, because this, I really struggled with this stuff when I was a freshman and a sophomore. And I needed grounding and I didn't have it. So I'll have the list in the description below, along with my contact information, PayPal, Patreon, and all the playlists that I've created up to this point. Also, I'm looking to interview many MGTOW YouTubers and many of those who listen to my videos, all you guys that comment. So if you have a story to tell me and would like to be on my channel for an interview, anonymous or not, please email me at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com. Also, looking for a master database of all the video requests and topic ideas that you guys have too. So if anyone has a suggestion on best to do that, where everyone can just contribute their ideas and we can all see the list of ideas that you know we have in front of me that I might pursue, maybe put a couple bullets in there about what you specifically want to talk about, hit me up. Talk about how we can do that. And if you made it this far, thanks so much for listening and the support once more. It's truly a gift. Big shout out to Brian Adams. I got your email and your PayPal donation this morning. What a generous donation, my man. I don't even know if I deserve that, but that means so much to me. I will get back to you with an email response shortly after this video is posted. Peace out. Begin the term strong, guys. You know, and place the hoodies up term in the comment section if you made it this far. As usual, enjoy your MGTOW freedom, man. Have a great week. Hoodies up, hoodie out.